Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So, folks, the global revolution against top-down totalitarianism, essentially communism for the stupid people, has begun. And the media is responding as predicted because they love communism, top-down authoritarianism. It doesn't matter what name you call it. Also, another update on the FBI. It's using a very specific tactical strategic weapon against whistleblowers now. Again, you thought the FBI was going to change after we exposed them? Ha! Sorry you thought that. I know you didn't, but maybe some libs out there thought that. Actually, no, they don't want them to change. They love all this. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Using a computer without a VPN, going online, it's like leaving your kid with a stranger. Most of the time, you're probably okay, but you really want to take that chance? Don't. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Super stoked about today's show. It's been a great week for us so far. Despite yesterday and the radio show, I got a little health scare thing yesterday, but everything's okay. I'm feeling good. Got a lot to talk about, including also what the Biden administration caught in another mammoth, like woolly mammoth level lie. Yet again, they are simply incapable of telling the truth. Today's show, bro, brought to you by Relief Band. I had a health scare a long time ago. As you know, I went through chemotherapy, and this was my Relief Band that got me through it. What does it do? It provides relief from nausea. Relief Band, it's really that simple. It's the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband. It's been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and more. My daughter uses it when she goes out on the boat. She gets a little nauseous sometimes. I can tell you firsthand, it works. Relief Band is fantastic. Whether you need everyday relief or just an occasional cure from nausea, the patented technology makes feeling sick a thing of the past. It's like the name says, Relief Band is a band you wear on your wrist to give you relief from nausea. If you want the band that actually works at relieving your nausea, check out Relief Band. We've got an exclusive deal just for Dan Bongino Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code Bongino, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. Head on over to Relief Band, R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N-D. Reliefband.com, promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O for 20% off plus free shipping. This is the sport. Works great too. Check it out. Thanks, Relief Band. All right, Joseph, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Big loaded show today. As always, a lot of stories to get to today. So forgive me if it seems like we're jumping around a little bit, but you know, I have an hour with you. I want to make sure you have all the news. Let me just show you this quick first. I hate to throw personal stuff in there, but I'm very proud of my daughter, my wife, and my two daughters. And I took my daughter out of school, out of college, and took her up to the NASDAQ with me. And she came down. You can see this picture I took in Times Square when we went public with Rumble. And I thought you guys would like that. That's nothing better than going into the heart of liberal New York, in the heart of liberal New York, Times Square, and having Rumble, a free speech company, on the billboard with the next generation, my daughter, right there to celebrate. So if you want to check that out, you can see the image. Go to rumble.com/Bongino. You can watch the video podcast. Thanks for throwing that up, Guy, and reminding me. I forgot to show you all yesterday. Thought you might like that. Okay, let's get back to the real news here. So the FBI is eager to shut us down, folks. They are stunned. I think they are shocked. They have spent decades, in many cases, crapping on civil liberties and getting away with it. They have, at a minimum, spent the last 6 or 7 years attacking conservatives, Trump supporters, whatever they can do to embarrass, humiliate, and just destroy their own reputation. As I opened up with yesterday, it's just stunning. An organization like the FBI, which I remember in my last line of work, right? I'm a Secret Service agent. I'm in the JOC one night, the Joint Operations Center. Everybody hated working the JOC. You'd have to go and sit in this big command center. I was on the president's detail. It's the worst assignment ever, being in the JOC, because for 8 hours, especially over a midnight, you're sitting in this dark room. You're like, you're half ready to fall asleep. You're on your 45th cup of coffee trying to stay up. You're watching 10,000 different screens around the White House. You're making all these notifications and stuff. The job sucks. Nobody likes the JOC. So I get to talking to this guy. The guy was up on Capitol Hill. He was a detailee to Capitol Hill with the Secret Service. He was an agent. He was a boss before he came over to work on the president's detail. Super nice guy. And we were talking about what it's like working up on Capitol Hill as an agent. He's like, man, the Secret Service has nothing on the FBI. They got like 50 guys up there, whatever. We only got a few. They really know what they're doing working Capitol Hill. Which is amazing. I bring that up because an entity you would think that's so focused on politics, the FBI, would be savvy to what's going on right now as they piss off, what would you say, guys, 40 to 45% of the country, maybe more?
Easy.
Targeting them repeatedly over and over, targeting a pro-life author this past weekend, arresting him at gunpoint at his household. You would think they would get the point. They don't. This agency is led by some of the dumbest people I have ever seen in my life. I have never seen stupidity like this on a mass scale. So instead of embracing what the whistleblowers are saying, bringing them in and saying, hey, how can we fix this? They're trying to shut them down. Look at this John Solomon story. Please read this. It's just the news. It's in my newsletter. You know, we sign up for the newsletter for free, of course, bongino.com/newsletter. Read this article. Is the FBI using security clearances to muzzle critics? A whistleblower's lawyer says yes. This is a different whistleblower than one I spoke to. Guy I spoke to is Kyle Serafin. This is a different whistleblower, a totally different guy. So before I get to what the piece says, here's the little trick they're doing here. The FBI is now engaged in an extinction burst of activity to shut everyone down. They simply cannot accept the fact that they have been exposed as a bunch of political thugs for the left. That is what they're doing. Not all, but sadly, a large portion of them. Tucker Carlson said it right last night. Every single person involved in the Mar-a-Lago raid and the raid on the pro-life author this weekend, simply for being pro-life, I read the charging document. It's ridiculous. It's an utter absurdity. The man was arrested for being pro-life, period. Not open for debate. Only an idiot would argue otherwise. Every agent involved should be fired. Everyone. Look at me. Every single person should be fired for showing no professional discretion at all and engaging in tyrannical, anti-constitutional activities and violating your oath to the Constitution. Every one of them should be fired. Sorry, I know I covered that yesterday, and I'm just, the story has me so furious, I can't even tell you. It's because of having done this again and understanding the power of the gun and the badge, having this abused to threaten and frighten Americans is the scariest thing I can possibly think of for this country. So the FBI, again, instead of embracing whistleblowers like Kyle Serafin, Steve Friend, and others who've come out, they're doing this little trick. They do this in the federal government. I'm going to give you the inside baseball. What they do is they suspend your security clearance, but they'll continue to pay you. So what does that mean? Well, I can tell you from the Secret Service, if your security clearance is suspended, you can't do protection because you need to have a security clearance, top secret, to be around the president, right? They talk about stuff. There's a lot of criminal cases you can't work, which involve very sensitive information. In some cases, there are offices you can't even walk into without a security clearance. So what the FBI is doing here is you see the stunt? Joe, you see where I'm going with this? They don't want to fire these whistleblowers. Right. Why? Because then they're afraid of what? They'll go and become loose cannons. They'll go out there without any attachment to the FBI and without a pension to hold on to, and they'll actually tell their story. So what these sleazy managers are doing is they're saying, you're not suspended or you're suspended, but you're not fired. And you can still collect your salary and your pension, but we're going to suspend your security clearance so you can't actually do anything. I mean, is there a bigger like scumbag move than this?
They dispose of you without firing you. That's it.
Exactly. Here's the quote from the Just the News piece by Solomon about just how bad it's got. The FBI, it's total extinction burst of behavior. You know what an extinction burst, right? You put a dollar in a Coke machine, you get a Coke every day. Yeah. You put a dollar in one day, the Coke doesn't come out. Extinction burst. You start slamming and pulling the machine and screaming and yelling at the machine. It's called an extinction burst. It's like, oh, that's what's happening with the FBI. They put a dollar in the Coke machine, threatening people year after year after year. And finally, whistleblowers are speaking out. The Coke didn't come out, so they're freaking out. So here you go from the whistleblower and his attorney. So rather than just suspending the person on a claim, this is from the Just the News piece, that they didn't do their job or that they engaged in some misconduct, they'll simply suspend the agent's clearance, meaning they can't do the work they normally do. Then they can take them off the payroll, take their badge and gun, sideline them, and hope that, you know, they could just sort of grind them into compliance or get them to quit rather than continue to fight because they don't have any money. It's a way to prevent them from getting another job, keeping them in that job while threatening their finances in the future. Instead of doing the obvious thing, which is what? Saying, hey, we've got an institutional problem here at the FBI. You've got a bunch of agents with distinguished careers calling us out. Maybe we bring them in and change things and say, hey, what are your concerns? And here's the action items we're going to take to fix it. Like what a normal company would do that wasn't corrupt. Hey, we've got a problem on the assembly line for Joe's cars. It's leading to a malfunction and the wheels falling off. Suspended without pay and suspended security clearance. This is what's going on. You've got a problem and the FBI has zero interest in solving it. They only have an interest in continuing to be political bouncers for the left. The organization, I'll say for the thousandth time now, must be disbanded. Take the good agents and put them elsewhere. Carve up the mission. This entity is done. There's been another screw up, by the way, with the FBI. I don't even think you've heard of this one. There have been so many screw ups by the FBI. They get thrown into the screw up bin and you're just like filtering through the bin for screw up stories. Do you see this from the New York Times? Remember the FBI investigating Matt Gaetz, Republican conservative congressman from Florida?
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
Whether you love him or hate Gaetz, he's entitled to, this may shock the left, he's entitled to due process. The left is like, what do you mean, bro? There's a constitution here which protects people you don't like with due process. You don't need to protect people you like. It's the people you don't like. It's kind of like free speech. Free speech only matters when it's speech you don't like. So there was some questioning by Brad Stevens of the FBI about Matt Gaetz. Remember the FBI leaked a bunch of stories? Matt Gaetz, international sex trafficker, whatever. And everybody's like, whoa, man, that's crazy. This Matt Gaetz, terrible. God, what a mess. Well, the problem is the case is about to fall apart. Again, Brad Stevens, who, by the way, is really no conservative at all at the Times. He says the investigation of Gaetz, which looks like it's about to fall apart, is an FBI disgrace for the ages. Disgrace for the ages, fellas. Keep in mind, Stevens is no conservative. He pretends to be. He's not. He said it should force heads to roll, and Congress needs to appoint a church-style committee or commission to reform the Bureau. Disband it. I disagree, but moving on. After the Ted Stevens fiasco, Jim Comey's disastrous interventions with Hillary Clinton's emails, the Bureau misrepresenting the facts to the FISA court as part of the Trump investigation, something dramatic has to change to save the FBI from continuing to lose public trust. Folks, where did this appear? Disappeared in the New York Times. You can see it right there. Brad Stevens, who's a Republican, but isn't, believe me, is no conservative and is definitely no Trump guy. This is astonishing. This is astonishing. You even have the New York Times, a moderate at best Republican, leaning, I would say, Democrat towards the left, acknowledging that the FBI right now, as it's currently as it currently exists and constituted, is done. It's finished. It's over. Folks, there's more coming. I'm telling you, I know the FBI watches this show every single day. I've heard from a number of people. Don't think, listen, FBI folks watching the show, please don't think we aren't being contacted by people too. I get it. You have the guns and the badges. I'll expect to see you soon. I'm sure I'm on your little watch list there. But there's more coming. There is a tidal wave now of whistleblowers who are following the example of brave patriots like Steve Friend and Kyle Serafin, FBI agents who've spoken out. There's a tidal wave. And you better get prepared when Republicans, hopefully, knock on wood, take back the House and the Senate. You damn well better be prepared for oversight. A church-style committee and publicly exposing what you guys and ladies have been doing over there. The disasters you've been taking part in for the last 6 years. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. And there's more coming. Don't think for a second this is it. It is not over. And I've got more coming with whistleblowers as well. I'm not done. This is a disgrace what you guys have done to this country and to this once proud agency. I applied there one time for a job. I love that place so much. I read that book, Manhunter. I wanted so bad to be an FBI agent. I wouldn't take that job or say a word to an FBI agent anymore if they came to my house. Not a word. Come to my house. I'm telling you right now, when you come to my house, I'm assuming it'll happen because I understand who you are. Don't ask me any questions. Contact, I'm telling you in advance, just call my lawyer. Just put the, I have a glass door, put the warrant up to the door. I'll let you in. I'm not interested in any controversy. Don't ask me any questions. You can have my driver's license, look at my name and my identifiers. You'll get nothing more out of me. And I recommend you do the same. All right, moving on, folks. So much more to talk about today. I had to leave some stories on the table yesterday because I got so upset about that pro-life raid on that pro-life author by, again, the now bouncers for the left, the FBI. Folks, the global revolution against this kind of stuff, the totalitarianism the left loves, is happening right now. I have this beach ball theory. I know Guy and Joe have heard it 1,000 times. I would say 1,000 as if that's like around, like I've actually spoken about it 1,000 times. That's the essence of hyperbole. But quite a bit. They have this beach ball theory of freedom. The beach ball theory of freedom is this. Listen, anyone with a decent amount of strength who doesn't have some kind of issue can hold a beach ball underwater. But due to the buoyancy of the beach ball, it's, you know, it gets exhausting after a few minutes because the beach ball wants to burst through the water and pop out. Simple rules of physics, displacement and all. Freedom's like that. Nobody wants to be subjugated to the will of others. I like to keep things simple. At least people who write these big fancy books about simple ideas, I never understood that. Simplify, right? Occam's razor. People want to be free. It's why jail sucks. No one wants to be told what to do. People want to do on their own. Now, they don't like an unlimited number of choices, but people, in essence, want to be free. The energy it takes to push people down, investigate them, show up at their door, arresting pro-life activists, attacking Trump people, putting them in jail, putting them in handcuffs, restricting their freedom, literally putting their hands behind their back and putting them in a jail cell where they can't leave. That takes a lot of energy. The beach ball of freedom eventually crests out of the water. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. But when it crests out, how does a beach ball pop up? You're seeing it now. The global revolution against leftist censorship, leftist bullying tactics using the FBI, the leftist weaponization of government, the leftist communist lockdowns during COVID has begun. Censorship, canceling, jailing people, COVID lockdowns. Folks, it's over. You have shown your ass to people, the left. You have shown people what you really look like. You dropped your drawers and said, here's us. And everybody went, oh, like the blue moon scene from Greece. Blue moon. Everybody's like, whoa, put those away, fellas. Put those away. You showed your asses too. And it ain't pretty. Here's what I mean. Giorgia Meloni in Italy. She's going to be Italy's new prime minister. A conservative talking about family, country, and God in Italy, in Europe, a country that has leaned way far to the left. And listen, it's my grandparents' homeland there. They're from Palermo. A lot of love for Italians. I am one. Half. My mother's Irish, German, and French, and English. But I have a lot of love for Italy. There has been a revolution in Italy. It is going to come here. You lock the whole country down like a bunch of prisoners. The beach ball erupts. Of course, the sleazeball media, which is what they are, the sleazeball media, when she talks about economic freedom, Giorgia Meloni is going to be the new Italian prime minister. When she talks about family, God, country, those are things the left hates. The left hates freedom. The left hates God. The left hates country first. And the left hates the family. Those are facts. Those are facts. Then you can see it with the sleazeballs at Politico Playbook, where I haven't given you one of these in a while. You always go to Playbook to see what the lunatics on the left, and I mean lunatics, Liza and Daniels are talking about. What Meloni means for America. Very dramatic title. This is from this morning. Listen to this crap, Joe. So on Sunday, they note this hotel, which served as Giorgia Meloni's campaign headquarters. They're talking about staffers watching shocked young Meloni activists embrace in disbelief what they had accomplished in electing Italy's most right-wing government since Benito Mussolini.
Oh, what? Come on.
Now I know, Joe, you're a student of history. Yeah. Right-wing government since Mussolini? Mussolini a killer and a murderer and a thug and a fascist? Now, do you notice when Jerome Corbyn and Bernie Sanders and other internationally prominent leftists are elected into positions either in the Senate, the Parliament in the UK, or elsewhere around the world? Do you notice nobody compares them to the murderous thug Stalin? Do you notice nobody does that, even though it's accurate? Yet when someone who's a conservative who has no ties to fascist Mussolini at all, except through the moron dunces at Playbook, they got to throw that in there to make sure you know where they're coming from. If you're a conservative, you're a fascist. And I want to make sure you understand that Giorgia Meloni was elected. She was elected precisely because of the morons at Politico Playbook who do this stuff. The label now, fascist, is meaningless. Meaningless. Why? Because you've called everybody a fascist forever. It doesn't mean anything. If Giorgia Meloni was a threat to freedom, which she isn't, your warnings would have fallen on deaf ears. We've already heard it 1,000 times. Trump's a fascist. Romney's a fascist. Bush is a fascist. Jeff Flake is a fascist. Trey Gowdy's a fascist. Hannity's a fascist. Levin's a fascist. It doesn't mean anything, you idiots. Benito Mussolini. Yeah, okay, we've heard it. Everybody's Hitler and Mussolini. We get it. We get it. You did this. Playbook. You guys did this. It's what the left reads every morning, and that's why they're morons. I've got a media meltdown montage here coming up in a second. A media meltdown. I think it's CBS story, actually. Of how exactly they do this and why nobody listens to these people anymore. Let me get to this first. Folks, don't get your identity stolen. I had mine stolen. It was a nightmare. It took me a little over a year to clean it up. I got LifeLock after that. It seems even companies whose sole purpose is to keep our information safe online can also fall victim to cyber attacks. LastPass is a password management solution with both paid and free plans. Recently announced, cyber criminals had breached its systems too. But, and this is a big but, no customer passwords were compromised. A sigh of relief for those customers, but scary nonetheless. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for a cyber criminal to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. I have it. I have it for all of my family members, kids, mother-in-law too. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it for you. Listen, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts right here. Join today. Don't wait. Protect your identity and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com/Bongino. That's LifeLock.com/Bongino. LifeLock.com/Bongino for 25% off today. Go ahead and do it. Please don't get your identity stolen. It was a total nightmare. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle that you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. So I will continue to insist that this is actually a gift. What's a gift, Dan? The media's outrageous, ridiculous, not grounded in any semblance of reality coverage of conservatism, liberty, and freedom. Remember, everyone who is not a communist is going to be considered a right-wing fascist by the left. That's why nobody pays attention. It's a gift because it serves two purposes. Number one, it allows actual conservative, liberty-loving people like Meloni to get elected and ignore the ridiculous fascist commentary because nobody pays attention to it. But second, it's a twofold purpose. It teaches people to ignore Playbook and other idiots and morons in the media who continue to do this. I'm telling you, it's a gift. This isn't some like stupid virtue signal or some quasi attempted dipsy do flipperoo. It's real. It is a gift. You should love this. The media debasing itself, the FBI debasing itself over and over, has woken people up and is going to create a better tomorrow with better alternatives. I'm sure of it. People aren't stupid. Here's the media melting down over Giorgio Meloni. I want you to listen to this again. Why everybody laughs at these absolute moron dunces. Check this out.
Voters in Italy tomorrow appear poised to make a hard right turn. The woman expected to become prime minister leads a party with roots in neo-fascism. Chris Lipsey is in Rome.
Italy is revered for its history, reflected in palazzos and ruins and statues. But not all of that history is beautiful, and many fear that one particularly ugly chapter could soon repeat itself.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of Mussolini's historic march on Rome, plunging the country into two decades of dictatorship, an alliance with Hitler, and a Second World War. Today, his fascist party is gone, but many say she is carrying the torch. Giorgia Meloni, leader of the Brothers of Italy.
What was once a fringe party has ballooned into the biggest in the country, and it's now poised to lead the most hard-right government since World War II.
Folks, listen, I had a bunch of options to choose from for ridiculous Meloni coverage. I picked CBS takes the cake for bar none. The single dumbest clip I have seen yet. I'm telling you, this Guy is not a big compliment guy, which I always appreciate, because then I know if he says something, he means it. We're both watching this together, and he's like, hey, that's a good point you made there, that it almost, Joe, provides, like, I'm telling you, this is a gift. I can't say it enough. I'm not trying to beat you over the head with it, but it immunizes you against the stupid virus. You know, the first time you hear it, like, oh my gosh, Donald Trump's a Nazi. If you've never seen this before, you're like, Nazis? You look up what the Nazis did, like, oh my gosh, I don't want that, obviously. And then by the 100th and the 200th and 500th and 10,000th time you've heard it, Trump's a Nazi. Romney's a Nazi. Republicans are Nazis. MAGA people are Nazis. Libertarians are Nazis. Joe Manchin's a Nazi. Kyrsten Sinema's a Nazi. You're like, they're all Nazis? That's kind of weird. Like, they don't act like Nazis. They do the same thing with fascists. It doesn't mean anything. It decimates their credibility, number one, and it makes candidates who run as conservatives immune to the attacks because no one even pays attention to it anymore. Thank you, CBS and Playbook. I mean it. Thank you for showing us your disgusting, grotesque asses. The blue moon scene from Greece. You're in it. Folks, people are fleeing all this stuff, though. I told you before, I've been tying these stories together in a specific thread because there's a global revolution happening against this kind of totalitarianism, which the media takes part in, by the way, as the enforcers of the current narrative du jour. But it's not just happening globally. It's happening at the local level, too, within states. It's happening within states and within countries, too. I saw this article pop last night. Record number of New Yorkers switching their driver's licenses to Florida. Folks, people are fleeing this in droves, and it reminds me of Occam's razor again. Keep analysis simple. I find with a lot of hosts, not necessarily conservative hosts, but swampy ones in particular, want to sound super sophisticated. They love to use big SAT words and really complicated analysis for very simple problems that have very simple answers to them if you just look for them. I go by the Moneyball theory. Ever see the movie Moneyball? Remember, if he's a good hitter, why doesn't he hit good? It's the scout asking, Billy Bean asking the scout that question. He's a good hitter. If he's a good hitter, why didn't he hit good? If liberalism works so well, then why doesn't it work? Why does everybody flee liberalism? Wait, do not flee, remember Braveheart? Why does everybody try to get away from it? I don't understand. It's a genuine, authentic question. Yeah, it may come off with a sarcastic, smart-ass tone. It's intended. But the question, I assure you, is genuine. If liberalism is so spectacular, why do people move by the thousands every month out of New York to go to not liberal Florida? I'm just asking. Oh, they go there for the sunlight. They do? Really? You come down here to spend 80-degree Januaries? Maybe. I don't know, but it's interesting when you ask them, that's pretty much not the main reason. It's typically jobs and taxes and the economic environment. Weird. Because you could just go and see the studies and the polls where they actually ask people instead of hypothesizing on it. Here's a Just the News piece. Listen to this, Bethany Blankley's piece. In August alone, 5,838 New Yorkers switched their driver's licenses to Florida. The highest recorded number for a single month in history, the report found. From January to September, 41,885 New Yorkers have turned in their licenses after officially leaving the state. My cousin just moved down and her husband. Folks, people are fleeing by the thousands. For a lot of them, it's going to be their first hurricane. By the way, you have Hurricane Ian coming in now. I am on. Thank you for all your concern, by the way. I'm just going to address this quickly. I've been getting a ton of emails. And I've been getting a ton of emails from you. You give me goosebumps talking about it because you are, you're just such a wonderful audience. And I hope you understand the pleasure you bring to my life every day. I know I'm not the most eloquent speaker on this stuff. I'm not the most emotional guy sometimes, but I just hope you understand that you guys and ladies care about me and my family as much as you do is, incredible. But I want to assure you, at least according to the path now, looks like the East Coast may be spared, especially where I am. If you ever want to see where I am, there's a big lake in the middle of South Florida, Lake Okeechobee. If you just go draw a line to the right from like the middle of the lake, I live right over there. So my cousin is on the other side. So she's going to come over, I think, and stay with us for a little while. It's about a 3-hour drive, but I think we'll be okay. So thanks for your concern. I can tell you this, I haven't been through Hurricane Matthew here, which wasn't horrible on our side, but it was really loud. It sounds like a jet engine is right outside your house. So it can be spooky. So I hope everyone's okay. Make sure you're prepared. All right, let me get to my next sponsor. And importantly, I've got video evidence again. I'm going to make a court case for you in the next, say, 5 minutes. This administration, there is an unprecedented amount of bull coming out of this administration. Every politician lies. Swampy Republicans, good Republicans, swampy Democrats, what the Democrats would call good Democrats, not me, they all lie. It's not a question. The reason the Biden administration is so uniquely bad is there's an unprecedented amount of lying. They lie about everything all the time, even things it's impossible to lie about, like gas prices and student loans being forgiven. The evidence coming right up. Our next sponsor, whenever I get hungry, I grab an Omaha Steaks, either a burger, a steak. Their food is delicious. I've been an Omaha Steaks, father of an Omaha Steaks family for a long time because the price is right and the food is delicious from tailgate parties. You go and tailgate and get yourself some Omaha Steaks. To busy weeknights, the flavor experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to savor all the flavors of fall. With their mouthwatering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy-to-prepare comfort meals, they are ready in a flash. Right now, take advantage of 50% off site-wide by shopping their semi-annual sale. The sale only happens twice a year. Stock up now. It's on now with 50% off delicious customer favorites when you use promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, at checkout. You can take an additional $30 off your order. Don't wait. Stock up now. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter Bongino at checkout. Stock up on all the delicious fall flavors at Omaha Steaks right now. Omaha Steaks, perfect for those chilly and busy fall nights with entrees ready before the kids can even say what's for dinner. Don't forget to use promo code Bongino at checkout to score an extra 30% off your order. Tailgating, go to Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Bongino at checkout. Minimum order may be required. Check it out. The food is delicious. Get them burgers too. He wolfs them down like a maniac.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So, again, it's not that the Biden administration lies. I like to give you a fair perspective on things. Saying they lie as if it's something unique to attack them would be a hack move. Oh, they lie, and Trump and Bush and Romney, when he ran, always told the truth. That's not what happens. They all lie. My beef with them is the lying's unprecedented. The degree of lying's unprecedented. And the lies are about things that assume you're an idiot, because the information to correct the lie is right in front of you. You know, it's harder for you to lie about things like CIA involvement in Ukraine. You get what I'm saying, Joe?
Yeah.
Because if they lie and say, hey, we've got a heavy intelligence presence in Ukraine. Well, what does that mean? Like, what does heavy mean? You're never going to be able to get the information anyway, unless there's a whistleblower, because you don't have access to the intelligence files.
Right, right.
But lying about gas prices, where you can just like look on your phone, I can just go to the gas station. You don't even need to go to the freaking gas station. Just put it in your phone. Gas prices near me. And then lying about a student debt welfare program where you say to people the government lent money to, don't pay us back. We're going to tax other people to pay your loans. And then telling people, oh, don't worry, it's paid for. You're like, how is that? If I give a loan to someone and they don't pay me back, yeah, it's paid for by me. They think people are stupid. Here's what I mean. Remember this? Here is the worst press secretary. Any changes in the ratings, Gee? Worst press secretary ever? Gee? No? Joe?
She stinks. Nah, terrible.
No change. I got to check. I don't, you know, I like a representative democracy. I want to make sure the show agrees. Karine Jean-Pierre, by far the worst press secretary in the history of the United States. Here she is just a while back telling you to your face that the student loan welfare program, where you're going to pay for your neighbor's student loans, don't worry, it's paid for. And people bought this. This is just beyond stupid. Check this out.
We do believe it will be fully paid for because of the work that this president has done with the economy, because of what you just said. What I just said is what we have done to bring down the deficit reduction. That matters, and the work that we'll continue to do. Look, when you look at IRA, it is also that the $300 billion deficit is going to matter. Right. When you think about that, $1.7 trillion by the end of this fiscal year is going to matter as well.
Again, uniquely untalented at this job. Karine Jean-Pierre, uniquely untalented. One of the worst, most incompetent liars you have ever seen. So just to be clear, the government takes money from you through taxation, right? Doesn't come from space aliens. Gives that money to students for a college degree that'll benefit them. The students don't pay the money back after they took the money from you. And she's claiming it's paid for by who? The space aliens? It's paid for by you. So the White House, interestingly enough, didn't ask for a Congressional Budget Office, otherwise known as the CBO, estimate on this. That's weird, Joe, because they usually ask for that on a lot of things. Hey, how much is this going to cost us forgiving, air quotes, these loans? They didn't ask for that. But the Republicans did. Washington Times, Joe Clark covered it. CBO estimate. Biden's student debt write-off will cost taxpayers $400 billion. About 60% more than the White House estimate. $400 billion. This is you paying for your neighbor's kid Samuel's women's studies degree at Yale. $400 billion worth. Again, folks, it's not that they lie. Every politician lies. Let's just be honest about that. It's that they lie to your face. They lie to your face. They just spit on you. You want to vote for them? I can't tell you who to vote for. I can only give you a bunch of ideas I believe in and back it up with facts and data to make a case that our narrative of conservatism and liberty matters and is a true one. That's the true north. You vote for who you want. I'm just telling you that these people lie to your face and you're just taking it. Here's another one. I mean, a lie so ridiculous, even for a moron like Joe Biden. I mean, I don't think Karine Jean-Pierre is stupid. I think she's just a really bad liar. That's why she's terrible at her job. Joe Biden, I've told you from start, is a genuinely dumb human being. Ask anyone who's around him. This is not a smart man at all. Here's Joe Biden yesterday claiming that there are states out there that has gas below $3. Really? Can you tell us where that is? We'd all love to know. Maybe we'll take a trip, stock up. Here, check it out.
With the price of gas down $1.30 since the beginning of the summer, in some stream states, it's below $3.
No, it's not below $3. That you're just making that up. Again, it's not that they lie. It's that they lie in an unprecedented manner about things you can check yourself by legit just going to your phone or computer and putting gas prices near me. Don't worry. Karine Jean-Pierre's on it, though. The media, too, folks. Notice how I like tie this all together. You know, the playbook media comparing Maloney and CBS to Mussolini. Inflation, gas prices, Ukraine, China, crises exploding everywhere. Russia threatening to use Putin, threatening to use a nuclear weapon, causing a potential nuclear holocaust. But there's important issues to discuss in the press room, Joe. Don't worry about it. I know you cut this in advance. You know where I'm going with this. The name of the Atlanta Braves. This is a big issue. The White House press corps is very concerned. They were at the White House as World Series winners. So big issue was, how could they be invited to the White House with a name like the Atlanta Braves? This is a big issue. Karine Jean-Pierre had a comment on it, too, of course, because, again, she's totally unable to deflect this stupid question. Check this out.
President hosting the Atlanta Braves today, wondering if you or the president has any thoughts about some of the controversial about the team name, the Braves name, the so-called Tomahawk Shop. Any thoughts on that?
So we believe that it's important to have this conversation. And Native American and indigenous voices, they should be at the center of this conversation.
You got a major hurricane getting ready to make landfall in one of the most populated states in the union. Could, by the way, the remnants affect Georgia. And this is what they're talking about in the White House. You had a major FBI whistleblower come out on my show, Kyle Serafin, and expose massive corruption at the FBI using their entity for political purposes. Who picked it up in the mainstream media? Nobody. Proving to you again, if you watch this show, you are weeks and months ahead of the information curve while these idiots in the mainstream media talk about the Atlanta Braves Tomahawk Chop. These are unserious people, folks. Speaking of unserious people, here's Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's discredited the entire medical bureaucracy establishment within the government, almost single-handedly by himself. We now have massive amounts of data pouring in that the school closures are one of the most detrimental, grotesque public health policies ever implemented in the history of the United States. Depression exploding amongst kids, learning losses exploding amongst kids, social problems amongst kids. For almost no benefit whatsoever. The lockdowns did almost nothing to stop this thing from spreading in the long run. Here is this dope again defending this disastrous decision. I cannot think of another, really the unprecedented amount of BS from this administration. To be fair, he worked for the last one, the one before that, and the one before that too. But this guy that he still is employed and hasn't been fired yet is stunning. Check this out.
We talk a lot about learning loss in Texas. There were a bunch of other consequences of closing the schools down. Were they worth it, I guess, knowing what you know?
Yeah, I believe so for a number of reasons.
He goes on to a number of stupid reasons I'm not going to even waste your time with. Now, again, in case you think they've learned from any of this, again, the FBI in the beginning of the show, oh, you think they learned from being exposed, spying on the president, dumping the Hunter Biden case? No, they doubled down. They're attacking whistleblowers, raiding pro-life activists. This is what an extinction burst looks like. These people learn nothing because there's no consequences. Fauci and his crew. Look at his story again in the newsletter. I think it's in yesterday's or today's. Federal government awards $1 million to a nonprofit that funneled tax dollars to the Chinese bat coronavirus lab. It's not funny, but I can't. Goes back to my solutions portion of the show yesterday. I think what makes us different from many, not all conservative commentators is we provide solutions or fixes or even Band-Aids. If you're not voting in November, it's not going to solve all of your problems. But it may stop some of the hemorrhaging and bleeding, which will allow at least the cut to scab. You get the Republicans in charge. We're going to get a lot of numbnutses in there, too, who are fake Republicans. But there are enough good people over there, the Jim Jordans of the world and others, Mike Lee and other ones. You get on the Senate side. You get Rand Paul. You get enough of them in there running committees. You may finally get some of these people on the record and expose them for who they are. There is value in that. You know, I don't want to get off topic here, but I've been pushing out that whistleblower interview I did with the FBI agent Kyle Serafin repeatedly day after day. And I got a couple of tweets, not just one. I like to see the feedback. Guys are like, hey, it's all talk. I need action. Well, how do you think action happens? I got to expose it first. What do you want me to do? This stuff drives me nuts. I don't have any power. I'm not an elected official. I bring the information out there. I know lawmakers saw it. I know that. And I'm hoping it will result in action later. You'd rather us not talk about it? What, just let it go away? Stuff drives me totally freaking bananas. It's what I do. I'm not the president of the United States. I can't just mass fire people tomorrow. All right, let me get to this. And dump Salesforce as soon as you can. What's Salesforce and why should I dump it? Stay tuned. Folks, GenuCell, I love GenuCell plant stem cell therapy. Use it on my face, cleared up flakiness, even reduced my forehead lines. Someone asked me if I had work done. That was Samantha from Arcadia, California, raving about her remarkable results with GenuCell. It's not just Samantha. My mother-in-law loves GenuCell products too. They've sold over 1 million products and counting to women and men across this great country of ours, and everyone falls in love with the GenuCell results. Fine lines, forehead wrinkles, dark spots, even those annoying bags and puffiness, gone right before your eyes. Best of all, see guaranteed results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. See the difference for yourself today with over 60% off the most popular packages at GenuCell.com. But it gets better. It does. Yes, it does. Go to GenuCell.com/Dan. We'll include the brand new GenuCell Hyaluronic Acid Serum as a free gift. The powerful moisturizing effects of hyaluronic serum to brighten your complexion and further reduce the appearance and visible signs of aging. Plus, all orders will get free express shipping. Go to GenuCell.com/Dan. That's GenuCell.com/Dan. Go today. Thanks, GenuCell. You guys use Salesforce out there? If you don't, if you do, you shouldn't. And if you don't, you shouldn't consider them in the future. Why? Because I believe in the growth of the parallel economy, an economy parallel to the liberal, anti-American, anti-liberty, anti-life economy. They want our money. We shouldn't give it to them. So the Salesforce guy, real smartass, I guess, Mark Benioff or Benioff or whatever the hell his name is, real genius, goes on CNN. And, I learned a valuable lesson in politics a long time ago. A guy told me once, when you don't know the answer, no one ever got in trouble for shutting the F up. I never forget that advice. I give it to everyone. So Mark Benioff, whatever the hell his name is, the CEO of Salesforce, he hasn't figured that lesson out yet. So if you support life, Mark Benioff doesn't want your business, apparently. Here he is on CNN yesterday. I think he's with Poppy Harlow, but I don't even know. I can never tell these. I don't watch the shows enough. But he's talking about an Indiana abortion law and claiming that if the law is passed, that he's considering taking his Salesforce company and leaving Indiana. To which I say, good riddance. See you later. I'll show you what a fraud this guy is. I mean, he loves China, though. China is great. China, Joe, with their forced abortion policies, imprisoning Muslim Uyghurs.
Oh, yeah.
Their surveillance state. Yeah, political torture. Joe's heard of it before. Here he is, Mark Benioff, or whatever the hell his name is from Salesforce, telling you what a loser you are if you support not killing babies in the womb. Check this out.
We actually just said, if you're going to discriminate against our employees, we're not going to be able to set up shop there.
And when we said that, 200 other companies the next day, the largest companies in the United States, all said, we agree, we have to support our LGBTQ communities as well. Look, we have to be for equality. We have to be for dignity. We have to be for the equality and dignity of every human being. And if you're not for equality and dignity, then, you know, this is not something that I can work with. And we're going to have to exit your city or your state, just as we have in many places.
I should have teased that a little bit. That's about the abortion thing in Indiana. But Indiana also, under Mike Pence, enacted a religious freedom law. So you can't be attacked for your religion. Notice how this dunce characterizes that. You can't, because you're religious, be forced to do things under this Indiana law. He characterizes that hilariously as an attack on the LGBT community, not a protection against attack against Christians. You see how he did that? You're a person of faith and you support not killing babies in the womb. Why you'd be using the Salesforce product, I have no idea. They don't deserve your money. This guy's the one discriminating against people of faith and people who support life. Here's the same guy, by the way. I had to look this up to make sure this tweet was real. It is. Praising China. He notes optimism. China's done an amazing job eliminating the virus from their country. They have? What a clown. This is from 2020. They're back to work and out of their homes. All new cases are now imported. All arriving international passengers will be tested to screen for the virus. Well done. Here's your guy, folks.
Yeah. Don't let the screen door hit you in the ass there, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. Please. And the same ass that they showed us before in the Blue Moon scene. Very well. Good connecting that together, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
This is why I believe and have fought for you. Well, the parallel economy. It's all that matters to me. I don't know how long I got on planet Earth. Nobody does. Who knows the expiration date? I'm just telling you, I am not leaving without leaving you a parallel economy to exist in, free from censorship and morons like Mark Benioff. I believe in Rumble. I'm an investor in Rumble. I just want to show you a funny tweet. I don't usually bring these out, but Rumble got an email from, you know, Cosmopolitan, that magazine, Cosmo, Hearst Publishing. Remember Cosmo? Cosmo. I'll show you the email they received in a minute. Rumble, of course, which is led by visionary guy, Chris Pavlovsky. They take zero hit with an S in front of it from everyone. So here's the email Cosmopolitan sent. We brought Andrew Tate on board. Wow, you blew that up pretty good. I sent it to Guy. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to read that because it's long. I can actually read that. Pretty good job there. We brought Andrew Tate on board. Folks, we'll bring anybody on board who's not breaking the law because we believe in free speech. And as I said to Chris yesterday in a text, the CEO of Rumble, we were talking about another guy. I said, you know, we'll always be for free speech, Joe. And free speech, if you really believe in it, involves you liking things you don't like. That's what free speech is about. I don't mean liking in a qualitative way. I mean liking enough to put it on the platform, even if I love the whole awful but lawful. That is I should tattoo that on my back. A lot of speech is awful. If it's lawful, I want it on there. End the story. You don't like it because it's awful? Tell us why it's awful. So here are these morons from Cosmopolitan talking to our media guy, Brian Daugherty. Hey, Brian. Hope you're the person to contact. I'm writing an article about the rise of Andrew Tate and how many social media platforms, YouTube and Twitter, removed this content for violating their policies on dangerous individuals and hateful content. Tate is now promoting his content on Rumble, his profile to his user, and using the platform to continue peddling his views and gaining followers. Look at Guy scrolling and everything, Joe. This guy's sophisticated. Could Rumble please provide a comment to Cosmopolitan on its approach to someone like Tate, whose content, watch this, has been labeled by women's charities and experts as violently misogynistic. Thank you. Harriet Hall, features director at Cosmopolitan. So it took Rumble all of, I don't know, about 30 seconds or so to go and check out Cosmopolitan's Twitter feed. Here's their Twitter feed. 36 Olympic bulges that deserve gold. It's a picture of three Olympic swimmers, men's crotches, not even their faces, just their units. Units. Showing units on the Twitter. But yes, Andrew Tate is definitely a problem. Now, this is certainly stupid. I think it's awful content. I don't want to see men's packages on my Twitter feed. Just not interested. Do I care? Would I censor Cosmopolitan? No, because I'm not Harriet, whatever the hell her name is, and I'm not an anti-free speech, censorship-loving tyrant. Here's the other thing confirmed. Men who objectify women are freaking horrible. As they literally show guys' packages in Speedos. You can see it. Rumble.com/Bongino if you're into that kind of thing. It's right there up on the screen. Not even their faces, Joe. They're not even worth the faces. Just the packages. Harriet, maybe you should cover your own magazine first, you moron. You think of that?
But yeah, right? No, but hey, no. He's like, forget it. After this, we're going to lose our whole Rumble audience.
Like, I didn't need to see that. I didn't need to see that.
All right. Let me get to, you know, jump to the Hailey Bieber thing. I got a couple more stories I'll get to tomorrow. But I just, again, wanted to, this is not a moment of self-praise, I promise you. Self-praise stinks, as Aunt Jane used to say, God rest her soul. But you're not wasting your time here. My cannibalism theory of cancel culture, I'm telling you, is materializing right now. Cancel culture will eventually cease because it will eventually run out of victims. I've explained this to you over and over. It'll cannibalize and eat itself. They're eat members of their own tribe, figuratively, obviously. Well, who knows with these lefties? The conservative movement is building this parallel economy. You're not going to be able to cancel us. It's not going to be an option. But the lefty losers who have no meaning to their lives, they get power and meaning in their lives by canceling people. So where are they going to go? They're going to go to their own people. Folks, they're not going to stop. And we're just going to sit back, Joe, with the popcorn and just watch. I showed you them trying to cancel Lizzo, Dave Chappelle, who's not even a conservative, tried to cancel Rogan. And I said, it's going to get worse and worse. They're even going to start canceling liberals. Here, perfect example, or people who at least would be associated with a liberal politics. Time. Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife's brownie glazed lips look is yet another example of cultural appropriation and beauty. That's brown lipstick. It's cultural appropriation. Conservative women will go and put on brown glazed lips tomorrow if they feel like it because it looks, they don't care what you think at time. Hailey Bieber, watch. This will be the last time. They'll cancel themselves. I told you, you're not wasting your time here. Just give it time. This thing will implode. I promise you. You're out of victims, at least on our side. And they will be. All right, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. If you wouldn't mind, please subscribe to the show. It keeps us on the top charts. It makes it easier to find the show. It's a huge favor to us. I deeply appreciate it. It's free. Subscribe on all the platforms if you can. Apple, Spotify, and most importantly, Rumble. Rumble.com/Bongino. We added 20,000. New subscribers just in the last few days on Rumble. Deeply appreciative of all your support. I'll see you on the radio show. We'll have Leo Terrell as a guest a little later. Thanks.
You just heard Dan Bongino.